I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Unusual spaces have been popping up lately as venues for classical music. Bars, garages, rooftops, restored power stations. Audiences can experience, however, the most spectacular new concert venue of all on November 4th, when musicians from the New Mexico Philharmonic perform within Carlsbad Caverns in southeastern New Mexico. Joining us from her office in Carlsbad is National Park Service spokesperson Valerie Golke. Valerie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
The concert is taking place in the big room at Carlsbad Caverns. How big is big?
The big room is really, really large. It's interesting that you ask that, because one of the most common questions we get is, will I be claustrophobic when I go in the cave? And people are rarely claustrophobic. It's about a little over 8 acres, so it's huge, with 225-foot ceilings. So it's a large room.
And there was, long ago, a tradition of classical concerts in the big room.
There was. The park became a national park in 1930, and the last concert was in 1933. So just 3 years after this area became a national park, those concerts stopped. So it's something that we're really excited about bringing back.
Why are they resuming now?
Well, we're doing this as part of our centennial celebration. So the National Park Service turned 100 this year, and we are doing special events throughout the year. So this concert is a one-time event. This is not something that we will continue to do, but it's a special event for us to help celebrate the 100th birthday.
I have read that the acoustics in the big room are very good.
It's true. One of the things that we tell visitors when they come here to go into the cavern is to keep their voices down, because voices will echo and carry up to a quarter mile. The acoustics are very good.
What will the setup be for this concert on November 4th?
So we have a little cave amphitheater that's set up in an area called Top of the Cross. And at Top of the Cross, we have cement benches, and we can hold about 250 people. So that was the number of tickets that we approved ahead of time. We have already reserved all those tickets. I hate to say sold out, because we were not charging a fee, but right, all those tickets have been reserved. That happened within a day and a half. The tickets were available. People were calling right away. But it will take place at the Top of the Cross, and the musicians will sit just a little ways across the big room so the folks can see them and hear them.
Could you give us a little idea, for people who have not been to Carlsbad Caverns or in the big room, when people look up and look around, what are they going to be seeing? There are some very interesting structures there.
You are exactly right. We'll be at about 750 feet into the earth when we listen to this concert, so quite deep, 75 stories down into the cave. Our cave is different because it's so heavily decorated, and by decorated, we mean decorated naturally with stalactites and stalagmites. And so when folks look up at the ceiling, they're going to see all kinds of just thousands and thousands of different stalactites hanging from the ceiling, little tiny soda straws to very huge, large draperies. It's a beautiful cave.
Valerie Golke of the National Park Service has been talking about a concert, the first in 80 years, inside Carlsbad Caverns. A string quartet from the New Mexico Philharmonic performs. The November 4th concert sold out quickly, but for information about the caverns, go to nps.gov/cave. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.